Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show, and thank you so much for listening. We're breaking our normal format here, which is usually Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, to bring you a very, very special show. We have a teenager with us. I think this might be the first teenager that we've ever interviewed on the Best Ever You Show, and we're so proud and honored to have Miss America's Outstanding Teen with us. Her name is Rachel Wyatt. And before I introduce you to this amazing, amazing individual, I just want to take a moment and thank everyone at Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com for featuring our show today. Rachel, your beautiful picture and a link to this show are right up there on the homepage of blogtalkradio.com today under Staff Picks. And that's hard real estate to get. And so we thank them so much for their support in promoting and just helping our show along. It's an amazing adventure when you have Blog Talk Radio behind you promoting our show. So I just want to thank them all for their support and love. And I guess without further chatter on my part, I'd like to just welcome you, Rachel. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you scared being here?
Nah.
I'm really excited, actually.
Are you? You know, yes, I wondered with, you know, being a teenager, I'm a mom of four teenage boys, and I can't even picture them getting on the radio with me for an hour. So, good for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, you're kind of a pro at this anyway. Tell me about how you got, let's go back to the state pageant for a minute, because, I mean, you won the whole thing out of all of the states. You won, but let's go back for a minute to the state pageant and tell us a little bit about the process that you went through to be crowned as Miss South Carolina's Outstanding Teen.
Well, I first competed at the local level for Miss Greater Malden Teen, and I was blessed to be able to claim that title. And then so from there, I went on to prepare, and I won that title in March. So then the South Carolina pageant was in July. I competed this past summer, and it was a wonderful time. I'd competed before, and so getting back into the system was great, and I got to meet a lot of wonderful, phenomenal girls. The contestants were all so sweet, and it was just a great experience. I also enjoyed being with my sister queen, my Miss, Miss Greater Malden, and it was just a really great time. And then, you know, at the end of the week, I was crowned Miss South Carolina Teen, which was such a blessing. And then from there, was thrown directly into the national pageant 3 weeks later. So I didn't have 2 months to prepare, but it was a great journey.
Yeah, you know, it's always kind of nice when you're crowned like a year in advance.
right.
But 3 weeks.
You know, I think may have been a good thing. It didn't give me a lot of time to get nervous or anything. Yeah. I just went straight in. I was still fresh and ready to go. So it worked out. I guess it worked out okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of the Miss America program, and I mean, you know, I'm 43 years old, and I used to sit as a child in Iowa whenever the Miss America pageant would come on, and it was like, you know, the Academy Awards today or whatever it is, you know, the Nick Jr. Awards or whatever it is that you guys watch. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it was just an amazing event. I mean, we all would crowd around the TV and see who got crowned Miss America. So now they've got this teenage part of it. Can you explain a little bit about what the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program is?
Well, essentially, like you said, it's the little sister program to Miss America. So it's for girls ages 13 through 17. And we basically, competition-wise, do the same things as they do in Miss America. We have an interview phase of competition, and then we do, instead of swimsuit, we do physical fitness. Which is actually pretty fun to watch. We do jumping jacks and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's a little different than swimsuit, but we also do an evening gown, an onstage question, phase of competition, and then, of course, the talent portion. So the two pageants are very similar, and Miss America's Outstanding Teen is the little sister to Miss America.
Yeah, you know, you give me goosebumps as I'm sitting there listening to you, because that's a lot of preparation and a lot of maybe even stress for a teenager to prepare in all of those things. I mean, you've got to be on stage, you've got to be doing a talent even. What was your talent in the pageant?
I danced. I did a lyrical dance to Decline by Miley Cyrus. And I've been dancing since I was 5 years old, so it's my passion, it's what I love to do, it's my life pretty much. So that was the most special part for me, was getting to dance on the MAOT stage.
You know, we talk a lot about us old folks here on Best Ever You. We talk a lot about losing our passions as we get older and having to kind of find them again, as we get older. Can you ever picture your life without dance?
You know, it's funny that you asked that question, because actually after being crowned Miss America's Outstanding Teen, I had to kind of give up a little bit of my dance that I'm involved in currently. I dance at a studio, and a lot of times we have competitions on the weekends, which is often when I'm traveling, doing Miss America's Outstanding Teen appearances and whatnot. So I've kind of had to sacrifice a little bit of that, and I've found that since I haven't been dancing as much, my passion has now gone towards Miss America's Outstanding Teen, and I've been able to put it into that. So I think that as your life goes on, your passions will change, but you'll always find something new that you're passionate about and that you love and that you can pour your life into.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, as you get older, you kind of go back and you go, what did I used to do? And, like, for me, one of those things was tap dancing. I mean, I used to probably tap dance like you dance now that much.
Yeah.
And just loved it. And it's very mm-hmm. interesting as an adult to go back into an adult tap dancing class, which is something
sure.
I've done. But such fun, because it's got, it's a mix. An adult tap dancing class can have teenagers, college kids, older people, and it's such a joy. Dancing is such a blessing. Can you tell me how dancing has changed your life?
Absolutely. Well, as a young child, I was extremely shy, and I think dance is really what brought me out of my shell, and I accredit dance to the reason that I am Miss America's Outstanding Teen right now, because that's essentially what sparked my interest in pageants in the first place, was the fact that they contain the talent portion in them. So I kind of just saw pageants as like another outlet for me to be able to dance and perform and do what I love. And then once I got involved, I saw, what the organization was truly all about, and just fell in love with it and continued to compete. But dance is certainly what's gotten me where I am today. It teaches you a lot of discipline. It gave me a lot of self-confidence and stage presence. Dance is where all my best friends are, my teammates, and I have this huge dance family that's just such a great support system, and they're my encouragement, and they're really what has sustained me throughout my journey.
Okay, to anybody who's listening, and I can't have a round of applause or actually hear anybody agree with me, but you are such a well-spoken kiddo. And how old are you? I think people are listening going, gosh, she sounds like she's 30. I don't mean that offensively or anything. I just mean you're so incredibly well spoken.
Well, thank you. I'm 17, just for the record.
Wow. That's just, is this just a gift you had to, be able to talk on the radio and do all these interviews?
Absolutely
and things
not.
Like that?
No. I was not, I don't think of myself as a great speaker, but it's been such a blessing being able to do all the things that this organization allows you to, because it's gotten me out and maybe forced me to speak. And so through that, though, I think I've become a better speaker, and that's made me more confident. So really, it's all thanks to Miss America's Outstanding Teen.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of parenting that's going on in there, too. Who are your parents? And what's, your family and things like that. And let's maybe give some shout outs to them, because you don't arrive at a pageant without support of your family and friends, right?
Absolutely. And my mom is Karen Wyatt, and then my dad is Mr. George Wyatt. And I have two older sisters, Sydney and Hannah. And like you were saying, it's really, you need your family support anytime you're going into something like this. And when I went to compete for Miss America's Outstanding Teen, they kind of isolate the contestants, and we're not allowed to really have any connection to the outside world. We don't have our cell phones, we don't have iPods or anything with internet connection, so you're just totally cut off. And during that week, it's a good thing because you can stay focused, but also I mean, you don't have any interaction with your family members or anything like that. So my mom was so great and texted everyone and said, hey, you guys, I would really appreciate it if y'all would write some notes maybe to Rachel or something or some encouraging letters, and then I'm going to, you know, stuff them in her suitcase. So when I got to MAOT, I had all these little letters from people back at home, my dance family, like I was talking about earlier, my sisters, and all these sweet, wonderful people that had written me letters. And so each night I could go back and read those, and it was a great source of encouragement and motivation.
That's really a great story. I can't even imagine opening up a suitcase like that. That's just so wonderful. And
well, and it was funny because my mom sent this text, and she accidentally sent it to me, so I wasn't supposed to see it or know that these notes were going to be coming because she was going to hide it. But then I found out. But it was okay, you know. They were still great.
Now, when you first said mom, dad, older sisters, I think I want to compete in the Miss South Carolina Outstanding Teen Pageant. Did they look at you like, what do you want to do that for exactly? Do you come from a pageant family? Have your older sisters been in things, your mom, those types of things? I know my mom was like my mom competed in the Miss America system she was Miss Bloomington, like the thing before Mrs. Minnesota. But do pageants run in your family?
I wouldn't say so. My two older sisters, they did do our high school pageant, and that's kind of where my whole pageant journey began because I just kind of followed in their footsteps, and they seemed to have a lot of fun when they did it. So I was like, hey, I guess I'll do it too. And also, you know, I got to dance, so that was a great thing. And that's kind of how it all got started. And then from there, I competed for Miss South Carolina Teen as a freshman the same year that I'd done my high school pageant. And I got first runner-up that year, and it was a great journey and everything, but after that, I really thought I was done with pageants, and I wasn't planning on competing ever again because I just wanted to focus on dance and stuff like that. But then, I don't know, I had a change of heart, and just this past summer, kind of, I prayed about it some and then decided, pretty spur of the moment, to compete for Miss Greater Malden. But when I talked to my family about it, everyone was kind of like, okay, you know, well, if this is what you want to do, we'll jump on board and support you. And that's absolutely what they did, and I couldn't have done it without them.
Now, you're a senior at Wren High School, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll graduate? Goodness gracious, you're the president of the class. Okay, we're an achieving person, I can tell. you've not only got this wonderful Miss America's Outstanding Teen Crown, but you're the president of your class, you're the yearbook editor, you're a smart young lady, you're the member of the National Honor Society. How does school go for you? Because sometimes it can be, you know, nasty, or sometimes it can be wonderful. It sounds like everything's pretty wonderful for you, and you've got support rather than jealousy going on.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I'm so blessed and so thankful to go to Wren High School. We actually recently received an award, Palmetto's Finest, and that's such an honor because it basically means that we're the best high school in the state of South Carolina. So I'm just honored to go there and to represent Wren everywhere I go. And I love it there. The student body truly is like one big family. Our community, since I live in a small town, we're all just kind of like one big family, and everyone has been so, so supportive. And actually last night I got to MC my high school pageant that I was talking about, and you could just feel the love in the audience radiating off of these people who I consider my family, and it's such a sense of community at Wren, and I love it.
Yeah, because, you know, you probably don't get crowned Miss America's Outstanding Teen if you're going to stand around and go, look at what I've got, and you don't. I've got a crown on my head, ha, 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 you know, or whatever. You know, I don't suppose that kind of attitude is exactly what they're looking for.
No, ma'am.
No,
and my friends know, like, they know what I do and stuff, and they're just really supportive of it, and I'm thankful to have been blessed with such a great group of girls that are standing behind me, encouraging me 100% of the way.
It sounds like you're kind of like the town's own little American Idol. You know how when the American Idols go back
that.
To town and everybody cheers? It's adorable. Let's ask this too. Where did you go for, this is kind of fun, sometimes with these national pageants you get to go to maybe a state you've never been to. Where did you go for the national competition? And you know, maybe just describe a little bit about the national competition, because I'm sure there are people who are listening thinking, well, maybe I should enter that pageant. That'd be kind of cool at my state level. And maybe I'll get to go, you know, represent mm-hmm. my state. I mean, it's kind of just fun if you back it up. Out of all the stress yes, and competition mode, it's pretty fun, isn't it?
It is. I would say it's a lot of fun. And the competition this year was held in Orlando, Florida. And
fun.
I've been to Disney World before, but this was a little bit of a different experience. But I would say that it was just as much fun. And like you said, there are a lot of nerves that come along with this. And, you know, we were in isolation, like I had mentioned before, and you're focused on this goal. But through it all, you have to just find a way to have fun. And for me, that wasn't that difficult because the contestants that I was surrounded with were some of the most amazing girls you'll ever want to meet. They were hilarious, down to earth, so sweet. I still keep in contact with several of them. My roommate, Miss New Jersey, and I formed a really special bond. I loved getting to meet all the girls. So for me, I think that was my favorite part and what made the competition so fun. So,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. If you're considering competing, I would say for sure.
You know, and I would too, and you know, I'm not without my own pageant experience, which is why it's really, really fun to have you on the show as well, to be able to actually talk to you about pageants and so forth from an experience standpoint, because when I was your age, I was Miss Iowa National Teenager, which is a different pageant system, but we went to Hawaii back then, and it was, I don't know how long we were in Hawaii for, it felt like a really long time, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe 10 days or so, but the, you know, the same type of experience, and I'm not sure if that pageant exists still, but what I love about this particular pageant that you're in, anything by Miss America, you know it always has some type of scholarship money. And that was when I was your age, that was my primary reason for entering a pageant at the state level and hoping to go on to the national level, was because the scholarship money helped me go through school. I mean, without that money, you know, those first 2 years of school would have been much tougher than they were. Can you talk about the scholarship part of this? Because Miss America gives away, I think, millions in scholarships. And I don't even know what the teenager program does. It's got to be millions as well. What do they do regarding that?
Well, the Miss America organization is the number one provider of scholarships to women in the world. And I think that fact alone is just amazing to me. And then Miss America's Outstanding Teen, in that competition, I won $25,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
And I also got full rides from a couple of other universities. One of those was Auburn, and I actually went and toured there just here recently and was just like, wow, this is incredible. I can't believe that this pageant is opening so many doors for me. Mm-hmm. So the scholarships they provide is a huge, huge part of what makes this organization so unique and so special, and I'm so thankful that I was able to participate in it.
Yeah, I just absolutely love this system. And mm-hmm. again, I'm not as familiar about it as the teen, but I'm getting more and more familiar with it. And as I get more and more familiar with it, it's just such a cool opportunity for just the younger group. And then you could even have that same opportunity as a miss, you know, out
yes,
of the
ma'am.
Teen range. I mean, you could win both and really go to school for free. I mean, holy cow. The opportunity that the Miss America system provides to both the Miss level and the teen level, it's incredible.
It truly, truly is. You're absolutely right.
And it's the people who are involved in this. Would it be safe to say that almost everybody competing at that national level is an A or B type of student, has some type of platform, has some type of talent, and so it's really 50 plus, very well-rounded young women.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I would say that all the contestants were for sure A-plus students. They were a top-notch group of girls, and I was just blessed to be surrounded by them. And I came away from the pageant so inspired and motivated after seeing all the things that they've done with their platforms and hearing their stories and getting to know them and seeing what they're doing in their home states. It was just really inspiring.
How serious about winning were you? Did you go there like, I'm going to win?
Well, and I was thrown into it so quickly, too, that I had never even expected to win Miss South Carolina team, much less Miss America's Outstanding Teen. So I was just so humbled and grateful to win at the state level. Then going to the national level was just like, hey, this is amazing. I can't believe I'm even here. And then as the week went on, I just kept, every night I just wanted to do my best. That was my goal, was just to feel good about what I'd done out on the stage and do my best. And then when the final night came and my name was called to continue on for the competition in the top, I believe I picked the top 12, I couldn't believe it. And then I just kept going. And really that night, to be honest with you, is kind of a blur because everything just went so quickly. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this is happening the whole time. Every time I got to compete again, and especially like when I did my talent, I couldn't believe it. And then to be crowned Miss America's Outstanding Teen was like a dream come true.
Oh, I just can't even imagine. It's just got to be the coolest feeling. Which of your parents passed out first?
I think it was my mom, actually. I've heard that when my name was called, she kind of collapsed into my aunt's arms. So I wish they would have had a camera on my family when my name was called, because I'm sure they were all just going crazy.
Oh, I just can't even. How many? Who all came down to Florida to watch you compete in this pageant? Was it did you have friends and family and everybody? Or
I
just
did.
Family?
I had a pretty large support system there that came. My mom and dad, and then my two sisters got to come the final night, which was really great. And then my grandparents, who live out in California, who I rarely get to see, they had told me, they said, okay, if you win Miss Outstanding Teen, we're going to come watch you at Nationals in Orlando. And so they came, and that was really special for them to get to be there. And then my grandma and also my aunt and uncle and my little Palmetto Prince. Well, he's my South Carolina Prince, and we have a Prince and Princess system, which is kind of like a mentoring thing that we get to do.
Yeah.
And so he's been with me he was with me the first year that I competed at state, and now has gone with me along this whole journey. So he was there, and I could hear him screaming, you know, as I was doing my talent. And he was like, go, Rachel, in the background, and I heard him. And so I had a huge group of people there supporting me, not to mention all my state directors, my sister queen, Allie Rogers, and then my local director came. So there was tons of people, and I was just really, really glad to have them all there with me.
Yeah. So we've talked about grades, and the need to have pretty good grades and things to be in the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant. We've talked a little bit about talent. We know that you dance and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm familiar with pageants to know that, and this system too. You can't really, well, you probably could enter it, but I think you have to have a platform, don't you, to actually enter this pageant? Do they actually say you have to have a platform and name something, or do you become part of Miss America's platform? So, go ahead. I fumbled that totally.
Sorry.
But you take
fine.
It and correct it.
No, you're absolutely right. You're required to have a personal platform. And then the national platform is Children's Miracle Network. So while I was competing at the state level and everything, while I was still promoting my personal platform, which is dance therapy, at the same time, I was also raising funds and awareness for Children's Miracle Network.
Okay. So let's, to anybody not familiar with really any of what you just said, starting with the word platform, let's go back and, because it might be just like, what does that mean? Let's explain what that means, because we, at Best Ever You, we really believe in living our life with purpose and meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's especially really inspiring to hear you as a teenager already doing that, because a lot of us have to get up into our 40s and 50s and have something happen to us to go, oh, we better live with purpose and meaning and so forth. But you're doing it at a young age, and a platform means what? A cause, something that you're doing what with?
Yes, and I would say usually they are in support of some cause or some charity. And I mean, literally, a platform is something that you stand on that kind of gives you like a voice that you can speak out to others about. And that's the same thing in the pageant world, is what your platform is. It's something, usually it's something close to your heart that maybe has touched your life in some way or had an impact on you. So that's part of the reason that my platform is dance therapy. Being a dancer, you know, I talked a little bit about what a huge impact dance has had on my life. So that's why I chose that as my platform. And then also because for the past 4 years now, I've helped teach a dance class at my studio for special needs students, and it's called the Challengers class.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids in there have come so, so far, and to see their progress and be able to form relationships with them and see how far they've come, it's just incredible to me and shows me that dance therapy really can make a difference in these kids' lives, and that's why I chose that as my platform. But overall, you know, like I said, a lot of times platforms are just something that's impacted your life, it's a way for you to give back.
That's very, very well put. And you're giving back through dance therapy to special needs children in this class. That's just got to be changed lives right there. Do you work with people who are autistic? Are you working with people who are in wheelchairs? What type of people are you working with, are you helping them?
We have all different types of conditions in this class. We did have a student in a wheelchair last year, and since it was, dancing, there wasn't a whole lot they could do, but they would move their upper body and wave their arms and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's basically dance therapy it's kind of like an extended form of physical therapy, but it's more fun because it's in the form of dance. So it's helping these kids with their motor skills and really with their communication skills too, because they're interacting with the other students in the class and with us as the teachers. But it's just helping them overcome whatever their disability may be. And even though it can't completely heal them, it's really enriching their overall lives and just making them a happy person, which is going to contribute to the healing process.
Now, how did you learn that at such a young age?
Well, it is my platform. So, when I go out speaking about it, I have to be able to tell people. And that's something that I'm really passionate about. So I enjoy telling people all about dance therapy and how it can help, because a lot of people don't know and don't really understand. If I just say dance therapy, they're kind of like, huh, well, what's that? So I like to be able to tell them so that they can know and then go on and tell other people.
And how did you really get interested in that aspect of dancing? Was that something that was available at the studio and you noticed it and became involved? Did somebody ask you?
Mm-hmm.
How did that work? That's really neat that you do that.
We had a wonderful teacher at our dance studio who kind of started the program up, and then we were asked as the senior jazz company members to participate and volunteer with it, and then I just fell in love with it, and so I've continued to work with the students and keep up with the class over the years, and now I don't know what I'd do without it. It's something that I look forward to every week.
That's just wonderful. And
well,
now, kudos to you. And now being Miss America's Outstanding Teen, you're the teen ambassador for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Could you explain what that is and what your role is there? Because they change lives there as well. And I'm just absolutely honored that you do things like this. It's just so great.
Well, yes, ma'am, and it is an honor to be the teen ambassador for Children's Miracle Network. And basically what I do with that, the main goal is just to raise funds and awareness for this worthwhile organization, because they truly are saving kids' lives every single day and providing the finest care. And I've had the opportunity to visit many of the children's hospitals. I visited all the ones in South Carolina and gotten to tour and kind of interact with some of the kids and meet the people who work there. And then now after being crowned Miss America's Outstanding Teen, I got to go to the Children's Hospital in Vanderbilt in Tennessee. And I went for, it was on Halloween, so I was there for a little children's, their Halloween carnival. And it was just the most touching thing, because a lot of the little patients would come in with Halloween costumes on. And to see that really touched my heart, and it was such a blessing, because these kids who are suffering from whatever illnesses they may have are still making an effort to make the best of their situation, regardless of what it may be. And then just here recently, over Thanksgiving, I went to Philadelphia, where I danced in the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and while there, I got to visit CHOP, is what they call it for short, but it's Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I got to work at a little craft table with a lot of the patients and meet their parents and sign photo cards and all kind of stuff like that. So it may not seem like you're really making a difference just by going and, talking to these kids and stuff, but when you're 7 years old and you've lived the majority of your life in a hospital, little things like that, like some girl walking in with a crown on, is going to brighten your day. And just little things like that make a big, big difference.
I remember as a teen doing this, and it was all over Iowa. It wasn't nationwide like you're doing, but I don't even think I wore my own crown that year because so many people wanted to try it on or wear it. Do you find, do you have a second crown, one that goes on your head and one that they also that get to try on, or how does that work? Are people allowed to try on your crown?
They're absolutely allowed to, and a lot of times, you know, the little girls would be like, oh, and they just think it's the greatest thing, and so I'll take it off and let them, you know, look at it, touch it, try it on, whatever, but so I don't have two, but I just take mine off and hand it to them, and it's pretty easy to take on and off, and they love looking at it and all kind of stuff, so.
Note to Miss America's outstanding teen organization, she needs a second crown. You need a second crown in a little box that people can try on. Wouldn't that be cute?
There we go. Yeah,
because you know, I just remember always taking mine off and everybody wanting to try it on. And I thought I got the biggest kick out of that. I didn't really dawn
You're
on
right,
me that people would want to put on the crown, but it's a huge deal to people, especially that crown. It's so recognizable, too. How many points does that crown have on it, and what do you know what they mean? I think isn't there some meaning to that crown? Do you know?
Yes, and there's 4 points on the crown, and the 4 points stand for style, scholarship, success, and service.
That's pretty good.
Sums it all up in 4 little points.
It does,
points.
Doesn't
yep.
it?
Yes,
so when you've got that crown on your head, they're really serious if that's what you stand for and you're representing their organization.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I noticed I hear you talking about traveling here and traveling there and all these things. How do you do that and do high school right now? How's that working
well,
out?
You know, actually, the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Organization is so great about working around my school schedule. That was one of the first things that they kind of took care of. We got my school schedule for the year sent to them so that they could work around it and scheduled the trips, you know, so I wouldn't be missing a whole lot of school. But thankfully, like I've been saying over and over, I have a great group of friends who are willing to catch me up, and we have study groups. I actually have one tonight. And they help me catch up on what I've missed, and then my teachers have been really great about working with me too. And to be quite honest, I haven't missed a ton of school yet just because this last year I went on was kind of scheduled around my Thanksgiving break, so that was really nice. And then they try to plan the trip on the weekends, too. And Philadelphia and Tennessee and Orlando, those are the 3 places that I've been so far this year. And then I think the traveling is supposed to pick up more in the spring. And then I do the majority of it in the summer when I'm out of school.
You know, I'm going to look at time here because I think we're right at about the halfway mark. And I just wanted to, I noticed there are callers. I just want to give a quick shout out here to the people who are on hold waiting to speak with you. We have a teen on the line, and I'm actually going to close the phones and not accept live phone calls. A few of them just hung up. I'm sorry about that, and I know you're still listening and so forth through the links and stuff, but because we have a teen on the line, I'm going to withhold phone calls from the outside to you because I don't have permission from your parents and so forth. I just don't want to go there
right.
on the show. But I do
yes,
want to make sure that,
fine.
Yeah, I think that's best. I do want to make sure people know that we're speaking with Rachel Wyatt. She's Miss America's Outstanding Teen. She was crowned, were you crowned in August? August 18th?
Yes,
yeah, that's just amazing. And you've won more than $25,000 in college scholarships thanks to, do we call it the Miss America program or do we call it the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program or is it all Miss America? I'm not sure what's politically correct there, but
Miss America's Outstanding Teen.
Yeah, you've won a ton of money to go to college, and they're just an amazing foundation. And no, I don't even know if they're a foundation, but amazing program for young women, teens, and young women alike to really recognize your talents, your scholarships, your all the things you've got going for you. But I'm amazed we're at the 30-minute mark here, and it's a beauty pageant. You've not said one thing about how darn cute you are. You're beautiful. And I think I think part of that, you know, I think people want to know, can we talk a little bit about beauty here? Because you're just absolutely gorgeous. Your photo's on blogtalkradio.com, and you've not said one word about being beautiful, which is very cool because it shows your inner beauty.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That is what we try to focus on for sure is the inner beauty because outer beauty is all going to fade away, but it's what's on the inside that truly counts.
Yeah, I can see why you won. You're just a sweetheart and just a lovely, lovely person. And you know, you do have, you know, you're beautiful outside too. And what I wanted to talk about were things for teenagers like how do you stay in shape? What do you eat? What do you do aside? You know, we get the dance part, But does Miss America's Outstanding Teen ever wolf down a pizza?
Oh, there are times where I wolf down a pizza, yes. But, the way that I get most of my exercise is through dance. I know you said besides dance, but honestly, I'm dancing so much that there's not a whole lot of time for other exercise to fit in edgewise. So dance is a great way to get exercise for me, and I would say for those of you who aren't dancers, you know, find something that you enjoy, because that's the reason that I am able to stay in shape, is because I find dance to be fun. So when I go, I'm not thinking, oh, great, I got to go work out, you know, and this is going to be painful or whatever, but it's fun for me. I'm with my friends. So find something like that. Either go work out with some of your friends, or, you know, get involved with another sport or activity that's going to keep you physically active. And I would say that's the most important thing, is to exercise for sure. And then also, you know, be conscious about what you're eating. Don't be eating all junk food. Now, you know, a little sweet treat here and there is okay, but also keep in mind your portions and just things like that. As long as you're getting your good exercise, though, and drinking lots of water, then you should be good to go.
Yeah. Now, as Miss America's Outstanding Teen, who have you gotten to meet that you would have never thought you'd meet?
Well, I met quite a few of those people, actually, at the Country Music Awards. I got to walk the red carpet when I went to Nashville, Tennessee, and that was just such an incredible experience. I met all kinds of people. Scotty McCreary, he was actually behind me on the red carpet, and the whole time I was like, oh, my goodness, Scotty McCreary is behind me. This is so cool. I was super starstruck. So I met him, and then I got to meet Carrie Underwood really briefly. She was in a hurry because she was hosting that night, but I got to, you know, pause for a brief second and kind of say hey and get a little picture with her. Mm-hmm. And then I also met Willie Nelson, who they were honoring that night.
I love him.
He was just the sweetest guy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It literally took him 45 minutes, though, just to get down the red carpet, because he would stop and talk to everyone, and he was just so, so sweet.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure meeting him. And then, let's see, I met Jason Aldean, and I also got to meet Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. And
Faith Hill, isn't she pretty?
She is. She's gorgeous. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is so cool. I was standing in between them. And but they were all so nice, too.
Nice.
That one was,
yeah.
I mean, it was just a great, great experience overall.
Isn't it nice when your idols are as sweet as you hope they are? As, you know, as nice and cordial and so forth as you hope. Because that's a bummer to
really
meet
were.
Somebody in person and have them not be so nice, don't you think?
Right. Well, and a lot of times, too, the people that were kind of, you know, getting them down the red carpet were in a hurry, so they'd be kind of rushing and stuff. But the stars themselves were so sweet, and they would always take the time and go get pictures of people or whatever.
Yeah. Now, what I'm going to bounce around here a little bit toward the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
a little bit. But I noticed you're very faith-based. You say you're blessed, and I know that you do some Bible teaching, and I think maybe you've danced as part of Bible teaching ministry. How
mm-hmm.
big of a role does faith play in your life?
It plays a huge role. In fact, I would say it is the role, because that's the reason that I'm here. You know, the Lord is the one who placed the desire in my heart to compete. He's the one who blessed me with the ability to be able to dance, and I'm just so thankful for him. And really, I think that this whole journey can be summed up in one verse. It's Ephesians 3:30, and it says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." And that's so, so true in my life, because he's definitely done way more than I ever would have imagined that he would have. And I'm just so thankful to be able to even serve in this capacity. I never would have imagined that I'd be Miss America's Outstanding Teen, but I have been blessed with this opportunity, you know, so I hope that I'm able to use this to bless others.
Oh, most definitely. I think your whole life's going to be that way, and I'm curious about what you've got planned or what you're thinking of moving forward,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you're just getting started. You're only 17.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. There's so many years ahead of you. What do you want to do? Or what do you think you want to do? Or, you know, I'm expecting you to have it all planned out.
Well, right now my plan is to attend college and probably major in communication disorders, and then I would like to become a speech therapist. And part of the reason that's kind of the plan for me or my path that I'm hoping to take is because, like I was saying earlier, the special needs class that I help with, the Challengers class, so many of these kids' communication skills have improved because of this class, and I've got to see it firsthand. And I just thought, you know, wow, that's really neat. That there's one little girl in particular who could hardly even speak when just coming into the class, and she always would have like a washcloth with her as a security blanket. And so this class, though, has completely brought her out of her shell, and now she's like the first one across the floor when we're doing our traveling exercises or anything like that, and she can talk now a good bit. There's several words that she can say. She can say hey and bye. She can say my name. So just seeing her progress and things like that, I was like, wow, I think this is something that I might want to do for the rest of my life. So my plan is to become a speech pathologist. And then probably during college, you know, I don't want to give up dance completely. So I'm hoping to be able to join a dance team as well while I'm in school.
Yes, it's always interesting how what you plan for, you might get there, but you almost never get there in the way that you think. it's always because, you know, I can see you, somebody going, wow, she's really pretty. Would you like to dance in our, you know, play on Broadway? Or I wonder what you're going to do, really. Very interesting. I think you will definitely do, I think you'll definitely do your therapy, you know, your speech therapy degree and all that. But I wonder if you could have, do you like the arts? I guess is what I'm getting at. Do you love?
I do.
Go ahead.
I do. I love dance. And, you know, I would love to pursue a career as a professional dancer, but my heart is so with this right now, this whole this pageant thing, my platform, helping others. I think that's more what I want to pursue as a career. And I really don't know if the lifestyle of a professional dancer is for me. But, you know, like you said, you never know what the Lord's got in store. He may have a totally different path set out for me. So we'll just see. I'm up for whatever. If anything comes my way, I mean, this opportunity was certainly an unexpected one, but it's been such a blessing. So anything that comes along, I'll be, you know, open for.
Well, there's a sewing component to you, too, that we may share here. I love to sew. And I noticed that there's something in your bio here that says that you absolutely love to sew, or you enjoy sewing anyway. Who taught you that, and what do you do? Because it sounds like you love fashion.
Oh, sewing. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying selling. I was
sewing.
Okay.
What's sewing? You don't have to tell me what that is.
I don't like to sew. I don't know what she's talking about. Yes, well,
like needle and thread.
I actually took some sewing classes back when I was in middle school. Because I don't know. I just always found like fashion and things like that really interesting. And then my dance teacher, who is our choreographer for most of our dances, also designs and creates our dance costumes. And so I just think that's the coolest thing ever, because she will come in with literally just scraps of fabric, pin it to our bodies, and then we'll come back the next day and it'll be this gorgeous costume. And I was just amazed with how that came to be. And so that's kind of what got me started. So I did a little bit of sewing and kind of learned the ropes. Now, though, I haven't been able to keep it up as much just with my busy schedule, but it's something that I would like to be able to continue to do. And I did my senior project on fashion design and actually helped my teacher. She kind of taught me how to make a dance costume. So that was my senior project. I learned a lot about it there as well, and it's just something that I find really interesting and would like to further get into maybe after this year or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, isn't that amazing? I always look at people who can draw like that, like draw or paint.
Yeah.
You know, you're wondering, how did you do that? Where did that come from? My brain doesn't function like that kind of thing.
Right. It's
and,
the same, yeah.
Yeah, but sewing is, it's always amazing what people can create with a needle and thread and some fabric, isn't it? It's just sometimes mind-boggling what they come up with. I was going to ask you about paying it forward. And really what this means is who would you tell in your community or support, and you don't have to give me a name, to enter your state or local pageant next year? Is there anybody that comes to mind that you would say, oh, you have to do this?
You know, actually, there are several girls in my dance studio who are going to be competing this year at the local levels and then hopefully going on to state, and I think that's great. But I would tell anybody who has a passion for giving back to others, and then if you have a talent or something that you really love, this pageant is a great way to use those gifts you've been given and to be able to like I've just been saying over and over, give back. It, you know, for me, I've been able to use dance, which is something that I love, to help others. And so if you like to do things like that, which, I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't, but, you know, mm-hmm. if that's you, then for sure, go compete and enter. And you'd be surprised that when you come out, you're going to have made so many new friends. You're going to walk away with great memories, win or lose. It's a wonderful experience.
Would you help mentor them or coach them? Or, you know, sometimes pageants have like coaching that goes with, you know, a lot of people are afraid. Sometimes entering things like this becomes very fear-based because you're going into the unknown. You don't know exactly how to interview or what shoes to wear, or what jewelry to wear, what, you know, what evening gown color, or, you know, should I dance or sing or something like that. Do you have, do you ever see yourself as developing those skills to help future contestants go through the state pageants
yes.
and maybe national?
Yes, ma'am. I would say possibly. I would certainly be willing to help anyone, you know, who needs me. In fact, this high school pageant that I just emceed last night, two of my good friends were competing in it, and a lot of girls just that I know from school, and so I tried to help them, you know, any way that I could. If any of them asked, like, hey, do you have some earrings I can wear? Or I know one girl kind of needed some help picking out her casual wear. She just wanted my opinion on it. So I tried to help any way that I could. And then I also helped one girl with her talent and choreographing her dance and stuff like that. So any way that I can help, I'm more than happy to do it because I love it. And I love seeing girls be able to get out there and shine and do their best and feel good about themselves.
When somebody enters a pageant and they don't walk away with the crown, in your opinion, have they lost?
Oh, absolutely not. No. You've won, well, you've gained so many new friends. And not only that, but just the overall experience. It's a wonderful thing. And you're also going to walk away with so much more self-confidence and belief in yourself because you're going to be proud of yourself for even getting up on that stage. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to get up there and talk in front of these people and walk in those high heels and do your talent and all that. So you're just going to walk away feeling so much better about yourself. And no, I don't think that they've lost. I know it's cliche, but truly everyone who enters a pageant is a winner.
Yeah, you know, I remember entering a pageant as a teen and not winning and not having that good feeling the first time I did it. I was like, oh boy, that was so much different than I expected. I wasn't really as prepared as I thought I was, and I really didn't feel that great about myself. And I had to really use some of that positive language toward myself to kind of pick myself up by my bootstraps and go, you know what, you're a pretty good kid here. You'll live, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things about you. They were looking for something else, blah, blah, blah. What would you say to somebody who, you know, I don't know, in your state, there probably could be 100 people who enter that state pageant. That's a bigger state and a pageant state. I don't know how many people enter at the state level, but one person wins and everybody, you know, there's one person walking away with that crown and a whole bunch of other people that aren't. What's a message you would say to the other people other than, you know, just add a little bit to what you just said? What else would you say?
Well, you know, I think I would just tell them that you have to keep in mind that this is just a pageant, and it's only 5 people's opinions. And, you know, I'm not saying that in any way towards the judges being negative or anything, but I'm sure they're all super qualified and everything like that. But if you got 5 different judges, there would be a different winner, you know? So it's just these people's opinions, and you can't take it too seriously. And you have to remember that in eternity, all this is going to fade away. This is just temporary. And, you know, when we get to heaven, it's not going to matter if you were Miss America's Outstanding Teen or not. It's really not that important. There are other things in life besides pageants. So this is just 5 people's opinion. Don't let it get to you. Don't get so wrapped up in the competition aspect of it that you forget to have fun.
Yeah, because I don't think the officials at Miss America's Outstanding Teen would want you to say anything else but that. You know, it really is. It's about having fun. It's about helping people to live with purpose. It's about, you know, that crown and you walking in the door, it puts smiles on people's faces, like you were saying. You know, when you walk into, you know, a hospital or something, you know, it becomes so much more than who won and who lost and things like that. And, you know, would you encourage people who haven't won to re-enter and keep trying?
Absolutely, I would. I mean, that's what I did. You know, I walked away as first runner-up, and even though it may seem like not placing at all would be terrible, getting first runner-up is like, oh, you're so close, you know, and you're just like, And
I struggled
with going back into the system just because I felt so much pressure. After getting first runner-up, you know, everyone's going to be watching you to see and expecting you to win. And so that was a tough thing for me, but I just had to remember not to let the fear of losing keep me from playing the game. So I entered, and I'm glad that I did because it was a wonderful experience, like I said, and now I'm here today. So.
Yeah, and, you know, and all that pressure, it's probably not all, it's probably the pressure that you perceive.
Put on myself.
Oh,
yeah. It wasn't even there. It may have been, but I'm saying most of it, like you're saying, was probably just what I put on myself.
Yeah, a lot of that is. It's all the stuff we place on ourselves to do better or be our best, or who am I going to let down, or, you know, all the different things that go with that. And kudos to you for going back in there and trying, because that is tough to do. And what if you would have not placed at all? Or something? You know, there's all that stuff that goes on. I know what you mean completely. And look what happened as a result of that leap of faith. You won the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Do you ever look back and what was that decision moment where you said, you know what, I'm going to do this again? Do you remember where you were or what you were thinking when you said, okay, I'm going to enter this one more time and I'm going to do this?
Well, it was something that kept reoccurring and it kept coming up. So the fact that I kept thinking about it I knew that it was going to happen just because it kept coming back to me. But really what I kept thinking was, okay, I'm 17. This is going to be my last year to compete at the teen level. And I don't want to live the rest of my life thinking, what if I had gone back and competed again? What could have happened? And so I just had to overcome and be like, all right, I'm going to do it. I may completely, you know, not even do well at all, but it'll be fun and I'm just going to go try it. And I'm so, so glad that I did, because now I don't have to live my life wondering what would have happened if I had gone back and competed again.
Yeah, I hope everybody older than you and younger than you and maybe the same age as you just listened to that, because it's such a powerful statement. If you take that out of pageants and just apply it to life in general, what you basically just said is, you know, never giving up. And that's one of my sayings, never, ever, ever, ever give up.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, go with me here for a second. I know you're only 17, but think about a job. You know, like, what if you applied for a job and you didn't get it? Would that make you never apply for another job again?
No, you're going to have to go on with life and keep trying. And I think Miss America's Outstanding Teen, in a way, is like a job. Certainly Miss America is a job, and girls compete, you know, multiple times for this job, and they never give up, like you've been saying.
Yeah, it is a job. I mean, you are on the radio in front of thousands of people right now talking about the program. It's definitely a job and a role. How do you think this will appear on your resume to a college? What do you think they're going to say when you go to college? I just think it's so cool. Like, we've got Miss America's Outstanding Teen attending our college. it's fun.
It'll probably look pretty good on a resume.
Yeah,
probably.
Cool. Where do you think you'll end up going to college? Do you know yet?
Well, like I said, I toured Auburn University. Well, I don't know if I said that or not, but I did tour Auburn recently, earlier in the week, and I really loved it there. But my whole family, we're all Clemson Tigers, and I have a sister
I knew you were gonna
graduated
say that.
From Clemson. Yep, I have a sister that graduated from Clemson, and a sister there now, and then my two parents went to Clemson. So I'm kind of torn. But the thing is, Clemson doesn't have my major, and I really, really want to be a speech pathologist. So I'm still looking and praying about it, and we're just going to see. And I feel sure that I'll end up wherever the Lord wants me to be, though.
Well, maybe you'll start the program at Clemson. Tell them you really want to go there, and you need to start the program for you.
We'll see.
I've just absolutely thoroughly enjoyed our chat. I want to thank you for being with us, and we'll talk a little bit more here. We've got about 6 minutes to go, but what I wanted to share with you is I have a 17-year-old also, a son named Connor,
okay,
who's also a senior in high school, and he has no clue where he wants to go to school. And he certainly isn't Mr. Outstanding Teen or anything like that. He's a very, very outstanding young gentleman. He wants to be a sports therapist or a sports doctor. And, yeah, he just got certified in CPR and certified in first aid, trying to do those baby steps to see what you're interested in or not. You know, I figured, you know, Connor, if you're going to be a doctor or something doctor-like, let's see if you just like CPR for starters. Because if you hate that, you're definitely not going to want to do that. And he came back and loved it. But it's just really, it's you young folks are so focused on the things that you know and love. I find it fascinating as I get a little bit older to talk to teenagers and youth and so forth, because a lot of you know what you want to do. Where does that come from? Is it parents or where? Because I know part of him a little bit stems from Best Ever You and all the health stuff that we do. But for you, where does knowing what you want to do come from? And
well, I think, like you said, a lot of it definitely does come from your parents and your upbringing and how you were raised. And thankfully, I have wonderful parents who have always taught me to be goal-oriented and set goals for myself and plan ahead for my future. And then also my school, you know, they talk to us a lot. I talk to my guidance counselor a lot, and they provide different outlets for us. We have college fairs and all kinds of stuff to kind of help us figure out what we're interested in. There's little quiz type things you can take on the computer to see like what you're good at and then what you like, and then they match the two up and give you like possible career options. So I've been doing stuff like that, and then also just with the special needs class that I help with, that's kind of truly what opened my eyes to what I think that I want to do in the future. And I think all those things together are what have contributed to the reasons that I'm so focused.
Before we go, who are some of your role models or mentors? Do you have teachers, friends, parents? Who are some of those role models for you?
For me, well, I have two older sisters who are great role models. And, you know, they're always there. They're family, and I just love them, and they set a great example for me. But outside of my family, this pageant has actually introduced me to several wonderful role models. I have sister queens at the local, state, and national level now. And so my fellow MAOT sisters, there's one from South Carolina, Taylor Fitch, who is a phenomenal role model. And then my current sister queen, Miss South Carolina, Allie Rogers, I've known her since my freshman year when I competed the first time for Miss South Carolina team. She was the reigning Miss South Carolina team, so I got to know her there. And she is just an outstanding young woman, and I am so honored to have been able to serve with her for the short time that I did and to be able to get to know her and be alongside her and learn from her. She's a great young lady, so all of them are for sure my role models.
All right. Well, with just a few minutes left, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you wanted to make sure and mention? Because I know this is our first time chatting, so I'm not sure I got everything, but I certainly think we covered a lot. But anybody you want to say hi to, thank yous to, anything I didn't cover?
I think we've pretty much covered everything. Like you said, we definitely covered a lot of ground. But definitely a thank you to the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization just for allowing me to have this opportunity, and to all the volunteers and the great jobs that they do. And then, you know, my state and local directors and just my whole support team that I keep on referencing back to, because you guys truly are the reason that I'm here today. So thank you all, and I love you guys.
Yeah, well, we love you too, and we're so very proud of everything that you do. And I just can't wait to see all the things that unfold in your life. It's going to be a very interesting journey. And thank you. I just want to thank you for being with us. What a wonderful hour that we got to spend with Rachel Wyatt, everyone, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. I do not have an applause button, but I wish I did. just amazing. And you can find more about the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization on Facebook. There's a fan page for Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And I think you can always go to missamerica.org and click on the teen program. But I think was it maoteen.org? I'm not sure if that works. But I know missamerica.org for sure works. And there's a teen link right there. So I just want to thank you again for being with us. And thank everyone for listening on this beautiful Sunday where it's totally snowing here in Maine. And you know, just thank everyone at Blog Talk Radio again for featuring the show. And we hope that you'll visit us at besteveryou.com. Join our community. We've got about 600 people in there now. Very excited that our community is blossoming as part of Best Ever You. And our magazine just came out today, our printed magazine and our online magazine, with Frank Stallone on the cover of it. That's Sylvester Stallone's brother. Beautiful interview with him and a really great magazine. So thanks again, Rachel. I hope you have a beautiful Sunday, and congratulations on your reign. We'll be following you all the way to when do you give up the crown?
In this coming August.
In August.
And
okay,
thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you, thank you. All right, I just want to close with saying that Amy Tippins of Rockstar Love, she's a liver transplant survivor, will be with us on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we have the CEO of chick wrap, which is kind of like saran wrap, only much more decorated. So, all right, we'll talk to everybody on Tuesday. Thank you again, Rachel. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you
to your family, too, for letting you be on the radio. All right, take care. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.